gentlemen, it is Friday night. What day it is, maybe it's the 29th of August here, 2008. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. American Free Press office is closed. It's going to be closed on Fridays on and off for the foreseeable future in a budget-saving effort. That's not good for the employees, but that's just the way it is. Times are tough in the economy, but I happen to be here at the American Free Press office. Been working on some updates and some additions to what I hope will be the new printing of my book, Final Judgment. We've gotten a lot of calls and orders for it over the past six to eight months since it's been out of print. And we haven't had any to sell. Well, I have a lot to add to the new edition of the book. And so I have to spend what time I can when I'm not working on my day-to-day projects and my week-to-week projects to try to get everything together. One of the most amusing portions of the update will include my description of how on this very network, here at republicbroadcasting.org, I was able to publicly confront, although I think in a gentle way, one of my longtime critics, famed JFK assassination writer Peter Dale Scott. He was appearing on Kevin Barrett's program, which used to broadcast here on RBN. And, well, I called him up and told him that the one person that he, Mr. Scott, has written about most extensively and has effectively implicated in a JFK assassination had actually read Final Judgment as far back as 1994 and had said about the scenario I paint in Final Judgment that he thought, as he put it, I think that's pretty much what happened. This, of course, shocked the hell out of Peter Dale Scott because, well, you know, he had written about this other person, famed Washington lobbyist Irving Davidson, for years. And when he found out that Mr. Davidson actually said that Final Judgment was pretty much what happened, it was quite a surprise to Mr. Scott. I, of course, took that as a very solid endorsement for my thesis, considering the fact that Mr. Davidson was a longtime friend of Jimmy Hoffa, former head of the Teamsters Union, and of Carlos Marcello, the mafia boss of New Orleans, a lobbyist for the Israeli aircraft industry, a lobbyist for Batista, the dictator of Cuba, also tied up with CIA operations against Fidel Castro. He said Final Judgment was, in his words, pretty much what happened. I got to know Irv Davidson over the years because he was a reader of the Spotlight. He knew that the Spotlight was a newspaper that was covering things of interest to him and to the people with whom he worked closely. In fact, for those of you who have heard of the Murchison family of Dallas, at whose home the legendary meeting took place the night before the JFK assassination, at which time Lyndon Johnson is said to have told his mistress, Madeline Duncan Brown, I won't have to deal with the Kennedys anymore after tomorrow, or words to that effect. Irv Davidson was the Washington lobbyist for the Murchison family. So I appreciated his endorsement, and I took a lot of humor and satisfaction in being able to tell Peter Dale Scott live here on the Republic Broadcasting Network that this man whom he had written so much about said that my book was on the mark. So that whole story, the story of Irv Davidson and how I came to know him and how I brought it up here on this network, is in the book, among other interesting things, I hope. Well, when we come back with some more commentary, then ultimately, of course, we'll go to the callers.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, actually, right now I'm in the American Free Press office here in Washington, and I must tell you that there may be a bat in the building. I just saw something of a rather suspicious nature. I don't think it's a Mossad agent. But be that as it may, I hope that what I think I saw, I definitely heard something. I hope it is not a bat. We have enough vampires in this country as it is. I don't want to become one of them. In any case, the big news, of course, is what I do consider quite a surprise, the nomination of Sarah Palin, the governor of Alaska. She's only served, evidently, like 2 years as governor of Alaska. She is the John McCain's pick for the Republican vice presidential nomination, and I can't see anyone opposing her at this point. So it looks as though this is who the nominee will be. I, of course, have been predicting, and that was a long-shot prediction 7 years ago, right after the Democratic National Convention, right after the election, I should say. I was predicting that Joe Lieberman would make a long march into the Republican Party and that he would end up as the Republican vice presidential nominee. Well, I have been proven wrong, but I'll tell you what, folks, I take a great deal of satisfaction in that all indications are, from what I've seen in the media the last several days, that, in fact, Joe Lieberman really was John McCain's first choice. But due to circumstances, particularly opposition from many diehard Republicans, this was one of the reasons why he did not choose Mr. Lieberman, Rabbi Lieberman. I did get some kind of inside information today, quite by accident, which probably tells part of the story. I was sitting here in a restaurant on Capitol Hill very late this afternoon, and it was very quiet in the restaurant. There was this annoying young man who, from what I gathered from his cell phone conversations, which practically everybody in the restaurant could hear, this annoying young man is apparently some sort of employee of the Republican National Committee right here in Washington. And I gathered from his name and from some of the comments that he was making to a variety of callers, people he was calling and people who were calling him relentlessly for an entire hour. And he was talking on the cell phone the whole time while there was a young lady sitting there with him. She couldn't get a word in edgewise. He was talking on the cell phone to people, and the issue of Catholicism and pro-life kept coming up. At one point, I gathered he was even talking to a Monsignor of the Catholic Church, because he was certainly referring to the other person as Monsignor. And at one point, he did make some reference to Sarah Palin, I guess that's how her name is pronounced, being a strong Catholic. I haven't really seen that confirmed yet, but she is apparently of Irish and German descent, as I am in part, and I believe something else, if some of the things I've seen on the Internet are to be believed. But in any case, what was interesting was that in one of several of these conversations that this young man had, if you can imagine Michael J. Fox, this is the kind of guy he reminded me of, one of these annoying young conservative Republican types, Michael J. Fox of that series from the 80s, the name of which escapes me, Family Ties, thanks to my producer for supplying that information. This young man made some reference to the fact that his person on the other end of the phone obviously thought Joe Lieberman was going to be the Republican nominee, and then he made the comment, oh yeah, we got lots and lots of calls about that. So evidently there were Republicans from all across the country calling the Republican National Committee and just saying no to Joe Lieberman. And the number of calls must have been of such a volume that even it was enough to convince John McCain and his Jewish masters that Joe Lieberman would be more trouble on the ticket than he was worth. So the selection of this young woman, this young lady, she's, I guess, a couple years younger than I am, maybe my age, is quite a surprise, and in some respects, if I were a conventional Republican, and I don't consider myself a Republican, nor do I consider myself a Democrat for that matter, I would probably be delighted. But, you know, I really have this feeling that that Mrs. Palin, well, let's put it this way, if you stack her, and this is no endorsement of Joe Biden, but if you stack up Joe Biden's experience against hers, it's almost like stacking up Barack Obama's experience against Biden. So she is an unlikely choice in many respects. And unfortunately, you know, or I shouldn't say unfortunately, but it seems though, she seems to be a very nice, committed person. She seems very sincere. She's an attractive woman. She's the mother of a child that she gave birth to knowing that it had Down syndrome rather than aborting it. I have to admire someone. A friend of mine did something similar some years ago. She could have aborted that child and didn't. Chose to take on what obviously is a real task. I don't want to call it a burden. Some people might be offended by that, but she's also a life member of the National Rifle Association. maybe that was political, I don't know. But she seems like a very nice person. But you know what, folks, you know, when all is said and done, and Mark Glenn and I were talking about this earlier, and of course you know Mark Glenn, co-host of two programs here on Saturdays on RBN, the Liberty Hour and Hashem Talawi's Current Issues. Mark and I were talking about this, and you know, ultimately, in the end, it really doesn't matter who the nominees of the two major parties are. Now, I know there may be some of you out there who think there is a big difference, and that if Barack Obama, many people have been saying, if Barack Obama becomes president, the United States will turn into another South Africa or Rhodesia, two countries that have gone to hell in a handbasket. I'll tell you what, this country's already in pretty bad shape. And it was a good old white boy, a cowboy boots wearing white boy from Texas, who committed a rape upon this country. So I don't see how things can get much worse. The one possibly good aspect of Obama being elected president might be that it would energize your traditional Republican conservatives to challenge maybe some of the more liberal programs of an Obama administration. But then again, folks, when you look back at the Reagan years, we saw the national debt, our deficits skyrocketing, and it was Ronald Reagan who promised not to give that to us. In fact, some years ago, there was an article in the Washington Monthly saying, frankly, hey, you know, people on the right love to claim Reagan as their hero, the conservatives, and people on the left love to attack Reagan and his policies. But ultimately, they said Ronald Reagan was a liberal. And it was Ronald Reagan who opened up the borders, ladies and gentlemen. Despite all this talk about abortion, let's face it, we still have abortions in this country, and that's as a consequence of Republican appointees to the Supreme Court going along with it, whatever you feel about abortion. That's just a fact. So Republicans who were about to scream about that issue, I mean, even John McCain has been criticized by some of the people who are pro-life, as they like to be called. So I guess the bottom line of it is we're not going to really get much difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. We have alternative candidates like Bob Barr, who's running on the Libertarian Party ticket. But even Bob Barr, as a member of Congress, demonstrated as a former CIA man, as a former Justice Department bureaucrat, someone with roots in deep roots in government. He demonstrated in Congress that he wasn't necessarily as one with traditional libertarianism. Now he says he's repented. A lot of people don't trust Bob Barr, and I can understand why. Chuck Baldwin is a good man, no question about that. And I think the Constitution Party ticket, I would like to see the Constitution Party ticket elected. I would like to see the Constitution Party sweep the country. But I know it's not going to happen. Likewise with Ralph Nader. Ralph Nader is polling well in polls across the country, 7-8% in some states. And it appears as though this time around, you know, they say last time he ran in 2000 that he may have played a part in helping defeat Al Gore. It now appears as though he seems to be drawing more votes from McCain than he is from Obama. Ralph Nader, in many respects, represents a certain strain that's emerged in American politics that is neither right nor left. The same thing, in a sense, can be said about Ron Paul. And I would add that many of Ron Paul's supporters, good people that they are, many of them, from what I can see, and I know most listeners to RBN like Ron Paul, but I would remind them that many of Ron Paul's supporters are very new to politics, and they are not, frankly, as well tuned in as the average listener to RBN is. So this is another strand, maybe a strain. Okay, well, a little bit more about that when we come back. I'm working towards a point, although I'm being very verbose and prolix in moving there. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
State of political affairs in this country, and noting that although there are alternative candidates out there, yes, yeah, can you hear me now? Okay, yeah, folks, I was talking to my producer there. We seem to be having some technical difficulties, but I guess we're back online here. Before the break, I was talking about the sad state of political affairs in this country and the fact that, the alternatives we do have, they're not going to win an election. You know, and now Ron Paul, obviously Ron Paul is not going to be a third-party candidate. He seems to be focusing his efforts on getting other Ron Pauls elected to Congress. Well, the Republican Party, folks, is not subject to reform. I hate to downplay what Ron Paul is doing, but, you know, even if we had 10 Ron Pauls in Congress, it's not going to make a difference. Even if we had 20 or 30 Ron Pauls in Congress, it's not going to make a difference. Now, there are a lot of people out there who say, well, we need to pray that this will happen, and it's, I don't know. Well, I do know that we are in a hell of a situation. And frankly, until America's politicians directly address the primary root of so many of the problems that face this country, then there's no use talking about it. One of the biggest problems happens to be the concentration of power in the mass media. A small number of families and financial interests are increasingly grabbing control of the mass media. You know, Dennis Kucinich talked about that when he ran in the Democratic primaries. And guess what, folks? 4 years ago when Howard Dean ran, he talked about that. You never heard about it because the media wouldn't tell you about it. But talk about it, they did. That's why American Free Press says the media is the enemy. Now, I hear people out there saying, oh, Piper's talking about busting up the big media companies. That's socialistic. That's communistic. Free enterprise has made the big media companies possible. Well, folks, free enterprise has nothing to do with monopoly and vice versa. And that's what we've got in the media. And what makes this media monopoly so pernicious and so dangerous and such a continuing threat to America is the fact that there is a specific group of people who control the media and who use that media to control our political affairs to the point they even count the vote, as those of you who are familiar with the vote scam issue know about. This particular group of people are the powerful Jewish families and financial interests. I know a lot of people don't like that topic being brought up. They prefer to call it the corporate media. But the fact is, the corporate media really, folks, is the Jewish media. And I'm not just talking about the Jewish community newspapers. I'm talking about the big daily newspapers, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Washington Times, the empire of the Newhouse family, which spreads all across America. From small towns to medium-sized cities. Talking about the powerful magazines like Time and Newsweek and U.S. News and World Report. My God, U.S. News and World Report, which is the conservative alternative, is owned by Mortimer Zuckerman, the former president of the Conference of Presidents of American Jewish Organization. Yes, 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 the Jews do control the media. If not outright ownership, through the placement of people who are loyal to the Jewish agenda, which ultimately is what we call the New World Order, people in positions of power and influence as editors and writers. And it goes beyond that and involves the power groups, the pressure groups, like the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which through a couple phone calls can silence the mass media in America from reporting important news information. I heard Mark Glenn reminding us the other day here on RBN about how Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League threw a number of phone calls to the key media elements, stifled the story of the Mossad agents who were captured in New York City on September 11th, 2001. Yes, the Jews do control the media, and through that, they control the American political process, folks. So we need to break up that power. More about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I've found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. American Free Press is hurting, folks, so if you're not a subscriber, please do subscribe. The number to call, got to call up during regular business hours, unfortunately, is 888-699-NEWS, or go to the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. No, American Free Press is not going out of business, but American Free Press is hurting just like everybody else is hurting, sad to say, thanks to our grand president who's spending billions, no, make that trillions of dollars fighting Israel's wars of survival and planning many more. Well, as I was saying, and we're going to go to the callers here in a moment, just conclude by saying this, that we need politicians in this country of whatever party, of whatever race, of whatever creed, who are willing to stand up and dare to name this problem we have in our political system, a problem wherein one small but very wealthy group has its tentacles on the levers of power in this country, and they are abusing that power because of the fact that they have the wealth to fund the politicians and therefore make sure the politicians dance to their tune. We need that to happen, ladies and gentlemen. You know, ultimately it may happen. We may have Democrats and Republicans alike standing up one day and saying that it's not going to, it's over with. No mas, no more. Enough already. It may take the military to do it. But I think when it happens, we'll know it's happening. And in the end, it will be a much better America and a much better world. What a shame that we allowed this situation to develop in the name of democracy, in the name of toleration and tolerance and religious freedom and all these other grand things that we talk about. Yet we allow our heritage and our Constitution to be stolen right out from under us. Very sad. Very sad. Okay, we're going to go to the callers. Going to go first to Mike in Illinois. Mike, come on up.
Hey, Mike Piper, how you doing?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. I called to talk about McCain's VP selection, Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
And it's funny you talked about in the beginning of the show about her Down syndrome kid, because that's exactly why I called in before you started talking about that. The media, from even liberals and conservatives who support her, point to that, the fact that they knew while she was pregnant that she was going to have a Downs kid, and they didn't abort the kid. They point to that as a positive thing she did, you know, shows her character. Well, excuse me, I have a contrary opinion. I think what she did was highly irresponsible and was immoral. Okay? You're gonna bring a Down syndrome kid into this world for what? For what? So we can suffer? I'm perfectly healthy. And you know what? Life for most people involves suffering. Those are the healthy people. Okay? Most people who think that was a good move haven't dealt with special needs kids. I moved halfway across the country to help my sister with her, 7-year-old, autistic son, 3 at the time. Okay? He still can't talk. He's still going to the bathroom in his pants. What kind of life is he going to have when he's 20 or 30 years old?
Mike, I agree with you. I agree with you. There's a lot of people out there who are going to be mad at you and mad at me, but I agree with you.
Since when my morals are based on practical reality and people suffering and how I inflict suffering or alleviate suffering on people. That's how I base my morals, not on some abstract concept that God would be offended if this kid was aborted. Okay? I have more compassion for that kid, and I don't want him to go through that pain for a lifetime. When he's 50 years old, who's going to be taking care of him? Someone's going to be giving him thousands of dollars.
You speak with moral authority on this from personal experience there. So, you know, it's, that's going to say this. I tell you, your point about the fact the media has made much of that, you know, it's kind of interesting. And I'm not saying this is the case with Sarah Palin, but I mean, I get the feeling that, you know, if she were, let's put it this way, she has been anointed by the Republican Party. That means that the powers that be in this country want her. They trust her enough to allow her to be placed on the ticket. And it's pretty obvious that they are using that particular element of her life to portray her in a favorable way. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting, Mike. I believe that the election is programmed for John McCain and now Sarah Palin. So that may be part and parcel of the reason why they are playing this up.
What does it say about the American people, the media, 90% of which agree that she's it's a positive thing for her character that what she did. What does it say about their thinking and mentality? It's completely off.
Well, this is the same. You got to look at it this way too, Mike. This is the same media that has been all in favor of these Jewish wars of conquest and survival that have been promoted by the Bush administration. This is the same media that's covered up the truth about 9/11 and the Kennedy assassination and all manner of other intrigues that have affected the course of human history. So you know, they what the media does is cherry pick. You know, if it turned out that Mrs. Palin was as crooked as a dog's hind leg, and the media wanted her in the vice presidency, you wouldn't hear about that. So this is what I think we just have to adjust ourselves to the fact that this media, which I was talking about before I brought you up, this media will pick and choose the things that they want to say, good and bad, about the various candidates. And so in the end, that's what it's really all about. It's the media. And that's what you put your finger on it right there.
And one other thing, Mike, I know this topic's kind of not something you deal with every day, but let me just say another thing about this. She's 44 years old. She got pregnant when she was 43, okay? Everybody and their uncle knows after the age of 33, 34, women's risk of having a Downs kid increases exponentially. Why is she at 43 not practicing some type of birth control? That's highly irresponsible to take on that risk. In fact,
yeah, I would be the last one to comment on the bedroom habits of Mrs. Palin and her husband. But the bottom line of it is, she did what she did, and now the media is going to play it, you know, whatever way they want to play it. It's going to be interesting to see how the feminist groups and the pro-abortion groups will play this. I think that might be, it's going to be a real quandary because, as I was saying to Mark Glenn earlier today, if I were one of these hardline feminist supporters of Hillary Clinton who are crying about Barack Obama getting the nomination, I would think that my next choice would be Sarah Palin only because she's a woman. But that's just a comment. So, Mike, your point is well taken, and like I say, I'm sorry to say I agree with you. But that's
all right, Mike.
The way it is. So,
thanks a lot.
All right, Mike, I got a lot of callers here, and I'm going to move on. Thanks for your call, though. We got Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hi, Michael.
How you doing, Dave?
Oh, pretty good. There's a zillion things I could talk about, but let me just say a couple of things here. You know, I had a funny thought yesterday, Michael. This concept about how our politicians are a bunch of puppets. You know, our president and our congressmen, they're nothing but puppets. And you know, I was thinking, I had the funny thought that, yeah, they are puppets, but they perfectly represent the American people.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because, Michael, certainly not your audience, Michael, or RBN's audience, but by and large, the American people are a bunch of puppets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're just controlled by their puppet masters, their media, mass, mind-control puppet masters, and the average voter, the average citizen, is nothing but a mindless puppet. So it's very appropriate that they're represented by puppets.
You know, it's interesting because even those people who fancy themselves to be well-informed, for the most part, they're the ones who actually do more reading and listening to talk radio and to so-called alternative networks like Fox. And, in fact, they are getting more garbage. In a sense, they're actually getting more garbage than the man in the street who doesn't pay any attention to all of this and instead prefers to watch the hockey game or the football game or the housewife who prefers the soap operas to the television talk shows. Maybe in some respects, those people tend to vote more from their gut than they do from their twisted brains and minds that have been washed with the propaganda of the major networks and the corrupt media in this country. I don't know. That's a hard call. I wouldn't even try to analyze that. I'm just throwing that out as I talk here, but no, you're absolutely right. And it's funny you say that you were thinking about that yesterday because that's exactly what went through my mind. You know, it's the old saying, you get what you deserve. And I'm sorry to say that, I'll tell you who I, in this election, you know who I really feel sorry for? I'm going to catch hell from both the blacks and the people who don't like blacks for saying this. But I feel sorry for the black people of America who are so enthralled with Barack Obama and his rhetoric about change because, I mean, first of all, Barack Obama, for the most part, has not lived the average experience of the American black for a variety of reasons and in a unique and diverse number of ways. Okay, number one. Number two, as independent as Barack Obama may appear to be, if we're to believe the mass media, and if he is such an agent of change, as so many people believe, the fact is that as the Democratic presidential nominee, he is essentially held captive to the Jewish financial powers that provide the bulk of the Democratic Party's fundraising. So you know, these poor blacks who really think, and I don't mean that in a condescending way, but these blacks who think that Barack Obama is really going to come in and bring change are going to be in for a surprise.
Oh, I agree completely, Michael. In fact, his first major decision, choosing his running mate, does that represent change? No. To choose an old, same old fat like Joe Biden, mm-hmm. and that's supposed to represent change? Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's it. That's exactly what it comes down to.
So if that's the kind of change Barack Obama has in mind, that the black folks would have been much better off voting for Ron Paul or like voting for Cynthia McKinney.
Oh, absolutely. All right, Dave, I'm going to move on here, but I appreciate your call.
Can I say one last thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to get this out. I said this on Rick's show the other night, but, you know, it's in the election season and everybody's preoccupied with the election. But, you know, I'd like to remind the people, Michael, and you and everybody else, but the most important election is your own election. And how your own election works is God's voting for you, the devil's voting against you, so whichever way you vote is the way the election's going to go.
you know, I just said to Mark Glenn earlier when we were talking, I said, you know, there are times when I say to myself, am I doing the right thing? Am I on the right side? You know, and then I look at the people on the other side and I say, oh, yes, I'm on the right side.
Yeah, we're on the right side, Michael. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, Dave. All right. Now we are going south to Texas with Jim from Texas.
Hello, Mike.
What's going on, Jim?
Well, I'd like to take you to task on your statement about Dennis Kucinich and his statement about, you know, the news media is controlled by several powerful families. And there have been other politicians here and there that have said something to the same effect, but not one of them ever mentioned that these powerful families are all the same ethnicity.
Right. Well, that's my point. That's my point,
Jim,
that even though there have been politicians who have gone so far as to talk about the media monopoly, they don't go beyond the bar. They don't cross that line in the sand. And I think it's about time that we have some serious politicians who do say it.
But the thing most people don't understand, Mike, we have federal laws and FCC or whoever controls it that a certain media group can only control one TV station and two newspapers and two or three radio stations in the same geographical area. You know, that's supposedly to provide that we're going to have an honest press. But none of them have any rules against the same ethnicity controlling everything.
that's an interesting point, you know, and that's so very true.
It's
but
the
even
only,
these laws that are ostensibly designed, they
mean,
really have very little impact, and they constantly are trying to loosen up those regulations. But, you know, your point is absolutely correct, Jim. If a bunch of Arabs came in here and bought up massive amounts of the American media, people would be marching in the streets. They would be burning. If the Arabs bought Time magazine, they'd be burning Time magazine at the newsstands. I mean, there would be rioting in the streets. But when you have a handful of Jewish families and financial interests controlling the media and using the media for their own agenda, their own mischief, and mischief is a very mild word talking about the crime against humanity that they are responsible for. No one complains.
It's never even discussed, or the fact that the Jewish people own all the media in Europe, or the vast majority in Europe, and until Putin threw a bunch of them out, they controlled it in Russia too. That's the first thing they do when they take control of a country, is we control the media. But nobody ever says, wait a minute, we can't let all the Guatemalans control of the media in the United States, especially if we're going to send to Guatemala $15 billion a year in aid, but only to Guatemala.
You know, that's true too. I mean, there's a good example. Setting aside yeah, exactly. You're right. And no one ever thinks of the consequences of it. You know, it's, and you know, see, this is the whole thing. Well, there goes the break. This hour has gone by really fast. Jim, hang on there if you would.
All right.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping up the hour. We've got Jim from Texas aboard here with us. You know, Jim, I was thinking, you know, it's kind of interesting that there are so many people in this country who rightly bring up the problems that come with immigration, the cultural effect of immigration, the effect on the economy, the strain on social services and so forth. And they have absolutely no fear of discussing those issues, even though they know that they'll be accused by the mass media in this country of being racist for bringing this subject up. But these same people would run for cover Rather, I should say they would never dare to address the fact that it's this Jewish control over the media, this Jewish agenda over the media, that has played such a major part in setting the stage for the uncontrolled immigration that we've faced in this country. And the fact that Jewish organizations have been in the forefront of the lobbying for opening up the restrictive immigration policies of the past. It was not Hispanic organizations that broke down the restrictive immigration laws. It was not Asian American organizations. It wasn't organizations representing Africans, and I don't mean Americans of African descent. I'm talking about African immigrants into the United States. No, it was Jewish organizations, but no one will talk about this.
Mike, I would describe our situation, our current present situation, as exactly like Orwell described it in 1984, when they were having a gigantic hate fest for Eurasia, who they were presently at war with, and in the middle of the presentation, Eurasia became their ally and East Asia became the enemy, and people like your big shot lawyer friend immediately switched sides and, yeah, we got to go get those dirty bastards, you know?
That's exactly right.
This is
right.
The situation we're in. The people actually believe this claptrap they're told.
Yeah, it goes beyond brainwashing. It's like people are drowned. They're not swimming. They're already drowned. They're lifeless, mindless people who go whichever way the water goes. They're like a bunch of bodies just floating around in the water, whichever way the media stirs the water. You know, this is why we need some serious politicians in this country who are ready to take the bull by the horns. I think a few politicians will emerge, politicians who in the past have been part of the system, but who are ready to buck the system. Real big names of some people who are, you know, tiptoeing around the issue right now. Maybe, I hope, that there will be a few who have the guts to start speaking out, because I'm getting tired of me and you and Mark Glenn and so many other people here in this network and other networks as well having to carry the load and say what needs to be said. Because what we're doing here, we're throwing ourselves out there, putting our reputations and like Mark said, our lives on the line on behalf of all these stupid people that just don't understand what the hell is going on.
Mike, we're kind of like the compadres of Don Quixote. We're out there flailing at windmills, and we're not accomplishing too much because the people are too stupid. But what do? You don't quit.
No, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Absolutely.
All right, Jim, thanks for your call. Mm-hmm. Thanks to the other callers. Apologies to Bill from Ohio. Bill in Ohio, couldn't get him up here this evening. But you know that RBN is here. We'll be here through the weekend. God willing, I'll be back with you here at RBN on Monday night. Thanks to John and Sandra and the good folks at RBN for giving me this hour to vent. I hope you learned something. Stay tuned now for more good programming, folks.
Men, are you your